One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Red Ben TV. It's the uncensored match build-up show ahead of Liverpool versus Arsenal in the League Cup. I've stopped calling it the whatever it is because I keep getting it wrong all the time. I think I called it the Capital One Cup earlier today, which I've been told it isn't. I'm joined by Emma, by Kieran Gething, and of course by Sam Walker for this one. Emma, it's another big game. This time it's against Arsenal. How do Liverpool approach this one?
Yeah, it's a heavy fixture schedule, isn't it? It's a strange one, this, because I've always been a massive hater of just domestic cups in general. Like, I just don't really care that much about the FA Cup, Carabao Cup, that kind of stuff. But I do think at some point you have to build a squad that is competing on all four fronts, like what Man City are, in order to attract these players that are going to prove your squad depth that you need to win the Premier League and the Champions League.
Start saying they're competing on four fronts, Emma. I mean, they do it on three.
But yeah, that kind of thing. So it's a weird one because I think we should probably approach it quite relatively seriously, actually, which I wouldn't have said a year ago. But I think now, I think we should be going into this game to try and win it and to progress in the competition.
Kieran, where do you stand on it? I mean, Liverpool haven't got a massive squad. Liverpool got loads of games coming up. We've obviously got the World Club Championships or whatever that one's called in the middle of December coming up. We've got a relatively small squad.
Yeah, as a competitor, I want to compete on all fronts. And we've all got the WhatsApp groups with our mates and stuff. And I just, anytime we win, anytime we do well in anything, I want to see us turning it on and winning games, like, you know, and winning more trophies. This club, the European Super Cup, I'm boasting about that as if it's the fucking Champions League itself. I don't give a shit. Silverware is silverware, you know. Throw this in for, you know, and I'd still be happy we won one of them. But, it's the squad.
I think they might be better than the Carabao.
Yeah. I mean, they're heavy, so.
And you talk about the kids. Give them all the opportunity you can and throw them in and just keep trying to get them as motivated as the senior squad.
Would you go with the kids or would you go with the lads who a mixture?
You need a mixture like you did in the MK game, I think. It was a really good watch. I enjoyed watching that game and we played quite well, like, all the way through, I think. And everyone wants to see Harvey Elliott do well. I think a lot of us want to see Hoover play again. And people who were just coming back in at the fringe of it, why not play Oxen here? See him getting that trick. I'd be able to move with that, and he'd love to play 90 minutes, I'm sure.
Especially against them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
In the middle of the park.
Adrian getting involved again, great time to bring him back in because he deserves it after what he did at the start of the season. So, yeah, I think I want to see us compete on every front.
Do you think the squad's big enough to compete on every front, Sam?
I think if you go through all the positions, definitely. I think there's just one or two that you would say we're a little bit short on. Probably left back and the fourth forward, the mythical fourth forward that we don't have, so to speak. To just drive through teams. Like, if we'd have had another player of the quality of our front three to play on Wednesday with the rest of them, we'd just probably push them to the side and win that game. But so I suppose that's the only the left-back position, which Milner can adequately cover, and probably the forward position, when you start playing against, say we do get through and we get Man City away in the quarters, you're thinking then, aren't you? Our second string against theirs, maybe a little bit of a drop-off. And I think that's the only point. But if you get lucky, like they have done for the last few years in the Cups, and you get decent runs, I think that second string is completely capable of putting on performances and getting through to a final. And plus, if you win the League Cup, you win the Premier League. Yeah. Seems to happen all the time.
Do you
think this is the type of game Sancho would come in as if we did say a player like that?
Sancho. Well, it depends. If he played the weekend, then Salah plays there. You know, that's what I'm saying. If you add that player, then whoever don't play the Saturday plays the Wednesday. And then,
Well, this is a point I'm making about why I think you have to be competitive in these kind of domestic cup competitions, because you're not going to attract the likes of Jadon Sancho, because he's not going to get in ahead of Salah, Mane and Firmino. So, but if you say to him, look, you'll be switching in and out of a couple of Champions League games, you might make some substitute appearances, you'll play a couple of league games, and you'll get decent runs in the cup competitions because our squad depth is that good, then that's when you're going to attract those kinds of players. And that's what Man City did. You know, they had Sané, Bernardo Silva, Mahrez, David Silva, Aguero, Jesus, and that's just their attacking options.
Do you think the coin helps, Adam?
Pardon?
Do you think the coin helps, Adam, in a City squad, knowing that they're going to get paid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. And I don't think
Liverpool compete on their wages.
Although, no, statistically, their wage bill's lower than ours.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, money does play a role. But, I mean, you're telling me that someone like Leroy Sané is only at Man City for money. I disagree. I think he's there because he knows that he can win several trophies. He's got a chance of winning several trophies.
I agree with you completely, by the way, here, Emma. I think that Liverpool should be going out and competing in each and every competition, and I agree with you. The more games you've got, the higher calibre of squad player you're able to get. My point, or my question, it's not a point, is that do Liverpool have the squad this season, right now, to do that, to go for the Premier League, to go for the Champions League and the Carabao and the World Club Champions and the FA Cup? Yeah.
I don't think we've got it quite there, but I don't think we were in a position like we were a year or two ago where we should just dismiss it. Mm-hmm. I think we should give it a go by, like you say, mixing it up with these fringe players. Well, not fringe players, but players who, you know, we rotate in and out. So the likes of Lallana, Chamberlain, obviously Adrian and Origi. So they're, you know, they're players who've got a lot of Premier League minutes under their belt as well. And then mix that up with the youngsters. So I do think we've got enough depth there to at least go further in the competition than before, you know, like when we played Wolves, was it last season, and FA Cup third round, and we literally threw out the kids. I think the most senior player was Lovren, and he went and got injured, and then we had like one centre-back for the next game. But it's not that case now. We've got four very good centre-backs. Four good centre backs anyway, and then we've got options in full back positions. We've got options in midfield. So I think we've got enough of a depth. Mm-hmm. Don't think we've got enough to be able to win them, but I think we can certainly go further. Yeah. And like you say, you might get lucky in the draw, and you might end up in the semi final.
If you look at City's treble last year, it's fabulous, whatever way you look at it. Let's not take that away from them, because it was great. But it's the draw. Look at our draw. We had harder losses. The games that we lost against Wolves and Chelsea, they were harder games than they played in both competitions in their entirety.
Until the final, maybe.
Until the final, when they played Chelsea. But look at the beat Watford.
I was going to say, I think they played one Premier League team until the final.
The FA Cup, they beat Newport County, and they give them a real good go for it.
Yeah. And the draw obviously has a massive effect on all of these competitions, and it has to, that's what it's there for. I just find it interesting. I'm not sure Liverpool have got the squad to compete in every competition right now.
No.
But I think if with a favourable draw, it also depends on what Arsenal are going to do. And I think the draw against Crystal Palace at the weekend, Arsenal and Emery need a reaction out of that squad right now. I mean, it's a side that, to be fair to them, they're in pretty good form, you know. Drawn, this is the last sort of few fixtures. Drawn, win, loss, win, win, draw, win, win. So it's quite, they're in good form, but the fans seem to be turning on them again. I mean, they had major issues with Granit Xhaka at the weekend. Let's talk about this a little bit, because I find it quite interesting. There'll be loads of Arsenal fans here, and I'm not having a go at Arsenal Fan TV. They're mates of mine, and I really like them. I'm doing a preview with Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV. But just that Arsenal fans and Liverpool fans are very different. And I'm not saying one's right and one's wrong here, but they are very, very different fan bases, and they react in different ways. And we talked about it a little bit on the final word about some of the differences. Let's expand on it. I mean, that stuff that happened with Xhaka, I've never seen anything like that at Liverpool.
Yeah, I mean, it's straight, because I actually really like Arsenal as a club. I think that, you know, like the way they run things, and I like that a lot. And it's weird, actually, you say that, like, I do agree. I think they're completely different fan bases, but then I also think they're very similar in the sense that they're both so emotional. I think Arsenal and Liverpool fans are both very emotional. Liverpool fans deal with it in a different way. I think Liverpool try to, they use that emotion to like saying, when you're playing at Anfield, if they go a goal down, they get all emotional about it and really get behind the team. Whereas Arsenal fans seem to take the opposite approach, and you know, they sort of let their emotions show and sort of have a go at the players and stuff. And that's the interesting bit about it. But I mean, I've got a bit of sympathy for the fans, because I do think Xhaka, I don't think he's good enough. I've always said this. I'm like quite outspoken of the fact that I don't think he's a very good footballer. And I think a club like Arsenal still, even though they're not playing Champions League football, you know, regularly nowadays, I still think they can attract a better midfielder than Granit Xhaka. And it must be so frustrating as a fan to watch that kind of player week in, week out, give these performances which aren't good enough, and then be handed the captain's armband. I wouldn't be happy. So I completely understand their emotions. However, I did think it was unacceptable yesterday, with the way that they sort of, you know, they were cheering him and booing him when he was going off. I did think, like, that's not going to help anyone. All they've done there is affect the mentality in the dressing room. I saw an article in The Athletic this morning, who obviously have partnered with you at Redmen TV.
Good plug.
Cheeky plug. But, and I think it was from Amy Lawrence, and she said that three senior players went to Xhaka's house last night, basically to console him because he was that upset. And Peter Crouch was saying on, I think it was on Match of the Day, saying that it's the worst thing as a footballer to be booed by your own fan base. And I agree with that. And I think it was, for him as a footballer, that must have been awful. So I don't condemn his actions, because I don't know what I'd do if I was in that position. And, you know, and
I'd tell him to fuck off.
Yeah.
Which is what he did.
He did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because, you know, he knows that he's probably not good enough to wear the captain's armband, but he's taking it on, and he's getting booed off by his own fans. And it's, you know, it's half time, and he's thinking like what can I do here? Like, I've got my home fans here.
I'll tell you what he can do. Get off the pitch quickly.
Yeah.
You've got half an hour to go and win the game.
Yeah.
Get off the fucking pitch, lad. Like we were talking upstairs, we'd be fuming if that happened.
That's, why they booed him out.
Yeah.
No, because they cheered the fact that he was going off.
Yeah, they cheered he was going off. And that's what I don't disagree with. But this is what I'm saying. I understand the fans, because I completely agree with, like, in my head, I'd be thinking, like, oh, thank God he's going off. But at no point would I pay to go and watch my team at our home ground in a Premier League game and cheer the fact that any of my players is coming off. I can't get that concept into my head. Like, I am there to support my team. Why would I cheer a player who's clearly had a bad day? He's being taken off anyway. What good is it doing by you basically sort of cheering like that he's going off? He knows he's not played well, because that's why he's getting off. Yeah, I think so. Massively, yeah. And that's a sad thing about it, because it's a really, really difficult situation, because I agree with the fans, but me personally would just never do that as a fan.
I'm the same, you know, Kieran. I don't go to Anfield or travel around the world to give stick to players.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just one person. This was like a ground full of people, and that's like that. It doesn't compute with me. I just don't get that. And the only thing I know that's like that, because I've never really seen it in English football before, is the Philadelphia fans in American sports are notorious for booing their own team. And I just don't understand it. Yeah. It's not how I watch or support footballers.
It goes back to what Emma said about the different mentalities of the different clubs, though, and how they emotionally act. I've got a lot of friends that are Arsenal fans, and they hate their club a lot of the time.
But they love it, and they're emotional about it as well, as Emma says.
They're so passionate.
But to blame it all on one player is just stupidity. When teams go and blame the manager, is it Wolves? They've gone through like 7 managers in as many years or something like that, or Watford,
Watford.
And one of the W's, and they keep blaming the manager. Now, for me, that's not the manager's problem. If you're changing it 7 times in 7 years, there's probably problems on the pitch in the dressing room. You can't blame Arsenal playing poorly or the setup being wrong or something on Granit Xhaka. You know, he hasn't asked the captain, as far as I know, he hasn't asked the manager for the armband. He doesn't go out and say, I'm the best player in the world. You know, he's got a banging left foot and that's about it. And he's been put in this bad situation. Like you say, he's a scapegoat. He's the one who's getting the blame for it.
Yeah, I think Emery needs to take some responsibility for that as
I think Emery feels lost at Arsenal at the minute.
But whose fault is it, though? So you just reeled off some of the important things here. He wasn't good enough to be bought. Not his fault. Not his agent's fault. He wasn't good enough to play for them. Not his fault. He's doing his best. Not good enough to be captain. Not his fault. What's he going to do? Say no?
Yeah.
Dream to be a captain of a football club. All these things. And then they do that. I think the media are absolute shithouses for this. And, well, the manager knows his position too. If he would have come out and backed Xhaka, his career's over. So I get that. But Crouch, he's a lovable guy. He could have said, listen, why are the Arsenal fans booing him? He's your captain, he's your player. Get behind him. Learn some lessons from X, Y, and Z. Instead, if he had threw his... And I just think they're all scared to say something slightly controversial that gets them in on Sky Sports News or BBC News or whatever. I just don't understand.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It like they're all. I think Arsenal fans are far too. They're a bit like United fans now. They're just entitled. They've had a great period that they keep going on about. A bit like Liverpool in the '80s, but they don't use that positively. They just moan. Mm. They just think they're entitled to play at the top echelon of football all the time.
Do you think United are going to be like that?
They're already like that now. You know, Chris's famous. Was it your famous video you did? Yeah. With the guy. They're already there, but Arsenal have been there longer. Mm. They're just entitled. They need to take stock of where they are and build as a fan base and a club together. It's shocking. We just laugh at them.
Yeah, and the thing is with them is that they've got a lot of young players. I watch a lot of Arsenal. I seem to watch a lot of them. I do a lot of their match reports and things, and they have a lot of young players in there who are talented, but it's such a hard club to come into. The expectation is so high. They've got this incredible history, these incredible records, and these incredible players that there's just a shadow around the club. And for any player coming through, you've got to be consistently amazing to get, you know...
Imagination,
yeah, and it's very, very hard to earn respect at Arsenal, which, like...
And very easy to lose it.
Very easy to lose it, yeah, which I get, I appreciate, but, I just, personally, for me as a football fan, just, yeah, that isn't my way.
The start of the last couple of seasons, I've honestly looked at Leicester and thought they've got a better chance to win the Premier League than most of our rivals.
Yes, it is interesting you bring up Leicester, because they're quite similar in the fact that, you know, they kind of went through that transition period after they won the league because they lost all their best players essentially, and they've brought through these young players, and the club and the fan base just got behind them.
Fantastic.
Every time.
And they brought in a manager in Brendan Rodgers, and you know, for whatever his faults were at Liverpool, you know, he's a good manager. He's good at bringing through the youth, and the fan base has kind of stuck by that transition period. And now look at them, and I think that's what Arsenal kind of need. They need, and Chelsea are going through the same now.
Chelsea and Leicester, I think, are the closest, going to be the closest to us.
Let's talk a little bit about Liverpool then. You mentioned, Kieran, a few of the players that we'd look to maybe bring in. We're going to do the preferred 11s in a little bit. What side do you think Jürgen will pick?
I think he'll play probably the exact opposite to what I want to play, for sure. No, I think he will play a mix again, I think. He understands what these competitions are about, I think. That's why we haven't gone very far in them in the past couple of seasons, because he's kept his firepower for the big two competitions.
Mm.
I think he's probably going to start Hoover again. I think Ox will have a part to play, Kate will have a part to play, and Adrian, they're the three experienced ones I'd go with. Maybe Milner as well, but maybe not, because he's played a lot of football, isn't he?
Lallana?
I think Milner definitely starts. Lallana, I think, is going to be a name in and around.
He's going to be around there, isn't he? I don't think I'd start Lallana myself, because he's so injury-prone, isn't he? He'll do a Cruyff turn and break his ankle again.
What side do you reckon it'll be, Sam?
I think he'll play Adrian, Hoover, Gomez and Matip, if Matip's fit, because Lovren just played two games. I think he'll play Milner left back. I think he'll play Lallana in the six, Ox to the right of him, Kate to the left of him. I think he'll play Brewster up front with Shaqiri, if fit, and Origi flanking him.
He's not going to, I don't think Shaqiri's anywhere near.
Shaqiri's not fit. Elliot. I think Elliot will play. And is he still banned? Or?
I think that might be over. That was 14 days, wasn't it?
So that's the team I think. I don't think Lerucci gets in. I've just seen it in between. I've seen Steve Davies just tweeting he'd play Lerucci, but I think Milner, because you've got to get those three midfielders in. They need minutes. They need 90, preferably. I think you play Milner left back.
Yeah. I'd agree with that. It's decided that I'd actually kind of be excited to see as well, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got a little break now, and then we're going to come back. We're going to do our preferred 11s. We're going to talk a little bit more about Liverpool Football Club. But here's a clip from the absolutely superb Around the League show.
There was obviously a few decisions still going wrong, but I'd rather this be a trial and error period, and eventually they do more of this. They need to get the decisions right.
No, you say that, but it's not affecting Liverpool. That's choose your opinion. If you say it's a trial and error period and the decision went against Liverpool, then
if they do this every weekend and they start overturning decisions, every weekend they start getting things a little bit...
But they've gone from one extreme to the other of not using the VAR thing because they don't want to send a referee, so we haven't complained about
that. What do you want then? Do you want to just
balance.
Not use it?
What? No, a balance. There's half those decisions.
Yeah, no. So they'll get there eventually. I'd rather this notion of they're starting to overturn decisions.
So this week,
what I'm saying.
This week we all complain the referee goes to watch the TV. So next weekend when we watch football, the referee goes to the TV for the majority of the answers.
That's not what I said.
No, but that's what happened last week. Evan complained the VAR they were going to them and he went overturn the referees. Evan complained about it.
I'm not fixating on the monitors. I think the referees should be using the monitors.
No, that's
more.
The next stage.
Yeah. But I think they should be using the monitors. I don't think they should be going for every decision. But I think if there's if you want to talk about the Bertrand Rent card, I think that's something that the referee should look at himself.
100%. I think they should have phones on them.
But that's not a bad shout.
Right, OK. Emma, what can we take from the last game against Arsenal? I think this is going to be a side that is slightly different. Obviously, we've discussed it already. Arsenal played like this weird sort of 4-1-2-1-2 against us and let our fullbacks have the ball. Do you think they'll be playing like that again against us, or do you think Emery will be like, well, that was stupid, we got our arse under to us, let's do something different?
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll have to go a little bit more reserved now, won't he? But I mean, it's interesting, like what we were saying before in the final word show, that it's so difficult to set up against Liverpool, because if you set up and you play in a kind of defensive manner, then you've got that risk of us basically tearing you apart on the counter attack. Or if you try and go at Liverpool, then you know the spaces open up for our forwards. So it's really difficult, but I think Arsenal's strengths definitely lie in their counter-attacking football. You know, got the likes of Aubameyang with his pace up front. So I think he will play on Wednesday.
You do?
Yeah, I think so. And if not him, then definitely Nicolas Pepe, who played well against Liverpool in that last game. That's probably his one. Until the Champions League.
Well, yeah,
I mean, that was probably his
one big game. He
dribbled
past Van Dijk, didn't he? And it's really kicked on for him from there.
Yeah, that was...
I just jinxed that to fuck.
He's got a couple of goals last week. Two goals.
Yeah, well, this is it. Yeah. I think, you know, that game, that Champions League game...
Europa League. Dr. just seen their ass then.
Yeah, sorry, guys. That actually wasn't a dig. Yeah, I think that game would have given him a lot of confidence. So I think either or, if not both of them, will start. So they've got that pace. So I think I think they will try and...
You're going to Arsenal going very strong in this game then.
I think they will. And it's like you said before, you know, they have to respond to this weekend's result. I think they have to put on a good show given the whole background with, you know, Xhaka, all that kind of stuff. But I also think the kind of players that they've got in and around that squad, those kind of young players that are coming in, that want to express themselves a little bit more, this game is perfect for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think they'll go big on this.
Does everyone else think they'll go big?
No.
Their priorities have got to lie in the Europa League and getting in the top four. And I think this them getting through and rounds and Aubameyang twisting his ankle innocuously, it's not for them. I just don't think like we're at home.
Are they going to roll over and say tickle me?
No, I just think they'll play that young lad who just doesn't stop scoring. Whatever his name is,
Martinelli.
He'll play. He'll probably play Willock, Saka. You might see Lacazette because he's only just come back.
Yeah, but the likes of them played in the Europa League.
Yeah, they are, but you still see Aubameyang playing a couple of them games. I think I don't know. I just don't feel that. I feel there's too many games in this period of time for them to play. Caballos didn't play the other day, am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
Was that by injury? He was on the bench, or, I think. So I think he'll play, but I just don't... I think it's such a risk to play. He's the only player in that side, and Aubameyang oozes quality. If he goes out, gets tired or injured, where does that leave them?
Mm, yeah, that's interesting.
For me, if Emery goes approaching the game like, oh, we've got a set-up like we did last time against them, or... in a different way, like we did like last time, I think it's going to be a completely different team. You know, we've just talked about our preferred 11, what 11 we think he's going to pick. It's not going to be the same side. Mm. So the weaknesses that they might have thought they found, evidently didn't find, but might have thought they found last time, aren't going to be there this time, you know?
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about preferred 11s then. I like what you were talking about before when we were thinking about what Klopp would do, to be honest with you. I think that Brewster, for me, is one of those players that I want to see in the size. Mm-hmm. I think I'd love to see Harvey Elliott if he is allowed. Probably should have done the research on that. Apologies.
I think he is, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I thought he was as well. It feels like 2 weeks since that's happened. And then Milner, I think left-back's really good shouts. I think you have to see Naby and you have to see Ox. Mm-hmm. And then take your pick on the DM. I think Lallana's maybe the only one left, because I wouldn't be playing Hendo, Fabinho or Wijnaldum. So I think maybe there's an opportunity for something like that. Centre-halves-wise, it's who's fit.
Yeah.
I think Lovren and Gomez seem...
Is there a chance of a different system?
I doubt it. Just because the whole club, from top to bottom, just seems to be playing...
The same way,
doesn't it? And I think that's why we got a good performance against MK Dons, is because it felt like, although we'd mixed teams, mixed players,
that's a deliberate thing as well. The club,
and it has to be. Because you're not. There's no point in having an under 23s team and an under 19s and an under 18s and under 17s, 16s, blah blah blah, to get players who are good in a 4-4-2. That's a fucking irrelevant.
Look at it's not going to compliment the system if they make
the teams we had through the 70s and 80s. You know, they I wouldn't say they all played the same way, but they all had this continuity going through them. So like you say,
makes it easier to slot up into the first team.
And you get a big injury, and your guy comes in and he knows the system, he knows where the player near him's supposed to be and stuff like that. So I'd like that. Emma, is there any player that you particularly want to see?
Elliot again. I think he's exciting to watch, and I'd like to see Oxlade-Chamberlain really take this game by the scruff of his neck and put in a big performance and say, look, this is what I can do, get me in those big Champions League games.
Kieran, one player that you're really excited to see?
Brewster. Want to see him score that trick.
I think we all do.
I'm the same. I think he's got, I've seen something in him where I just feel he's got that class.
The whole buzz about
touch,
him.
His touch, his little link-up play. He played some balls through against MK Dons that were brilliant. and in pre-season, he's got that touch. He just needs time.
Okay, a couple of the rival fixtures before we do score predictions. Oxford play Sunderland in the round of 16, the big one there. Everton, Watford. Oh dear, poor Everton. Manchester City, Southampton.
That'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, Southampton coming off the back of a fairly bad result Friday night.
Do you reckon City will beat Leicester score there?
I think it's at City's home, so they can't break the record for away.
They basically just need Mike Dean to referee that game.
Yeah.
And then get a red card in the first 12 minutes.
Aston Villa Wolves is a derby. Isn't
that's
it?
Good for us as well,
that's a decent little game. Mm. Burton, Leicester, Crawley Town beat Colchester, Liverpool, Arsenal, and genuinely like two of the biggest games: Liverpool, Arsenal, and Chelsea, Manchester United. Yeah.
both on the Wednesday evening.
Decent draw that. Even yeah. Everton Watford, that's a, you know, that's quite a nice little game.
The Zedcast derby, yeah. Yeah, I fucking hate going to Watford when
imagine
you play
that. Match. It'd be grim.
Who's going to score the most doggies in that game? That's how do you keep giving the other team the win? I mean, I don't understand it. Okay, score predictions then. Sam, just start with you, mate.
I'm going to go 4-2.
Harking back to the good old days of the
Mad League. I think they're just going to go at us, and I think they'll get a bit of joy because we'll have a weaker team, and I think we'll score goals as well. They're open. Their subs are going to be even more open.
Along the same lines, I think it'll be a little bit more cagey though, so 2-1 for me.
2-1.
Yeah, I'll go with it 2-1.
I'm going to take 2-1 as well. I'm going to take 2-1 as well.
I'm looking a bit like a tool.
I hope that Sam's right and they're not, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it'll be a better game.
More fun to watch.
I love how none of us even considered the option we're going to lose that game.
Like. Mate, I've been doing this 10 years. I've never predicted a Liverpool loss. Yeah. I think I can count on one hand how many draws I've predicted. I might actually count them. I say that. Someone else might have to count them for me. Go through all of them and cover 600 wins, 5 draws, no losses.
They're going to be sick of you
going, Red Man TV.
I mean, the fact that it's at home. You were never going against Liverpool at home, would you?
No, not at all. And there you go. That has been the Uncensored Match build-up show. Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to smash that like button, leave your comments below, and check out Emma and Kieran and Sam on Twitter. Emma, what is your Twitter?
EM_Sandy with a Y.
Nice. Kieran?
Kiwi Gethin.
Kiwi Gethin.
Kiwi. Out of time. Yeah, one SGW. There you go.
Absolutely superb. Thanks for watching. See you next time. Ta-ra.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.